Ghana's recorded 28.1% pass in this year's WAEC examination. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Principal Public Affairs Director of West African Examination Council, Agnes Daikujo, said only 68,062 had A to C, representing 28.1% of those who sat for the exams. A total of 242,162 candidates sat for the exams. Mrs. Daikujo said candidates who owe some fees to their schools would not be able to access their results. She said this in an interview with Radio Ghana.
We conducted the exam for 242,162 candidates from 809 schools. Out of those numbers, 68,062, representing 28.11% of the candidature, received grades A1 to C6 in at least 6 subjects, including English language and mathematics score. So it means that this percentage of candidates are eligible for admission into tertiary. We also unfortunately recorded some cases of examination malpractice, and we have therefore cancelled the entire result of 321 candidates, and 1,994 candidates have had some of their subject results cancelled. We have also withheld the entire results of candidates presented by 36 schools as we investigate alleged examination irregularities. This year, in collaboration with the Ghana Education Service, we have not hosted online the results of candidates who have outstanding school fees in their schools. So such affected candidates should go to their schools, and then they will, when they settle all those outstanding fees, the schools will be able to give them their results.
You are saying that 28.1% passed, which means that they are eligible to apply to universities. Can we say as a country we should be happy about this performance compared to last year's performance?
Well, I think that even though this year it was slightly better than last year, I think that 28%, when you candidates take examination and you have less than a third passing to be able to eligible for tertiary education, I think we should all be cool. I think that every one of us, parents, teachers, school authorities, stakeholders, every one of us should know that we can all put in our best to ensure that the results come better.
So what will happen to the remaining 68% who will not be able to apply to universities?
Well, there's opportunity for them to retake the examination. We have the NOVDEC. We also have another examination, the General Business Certificate exam. So they can go back. There's an opportunity for them to retake the examination and then better their grades.
How will they assess the results?
The results are being sent to the school, as we always do. But candidates who are anxious may go online to our website, www.yigh.org, after they have purchased the voucher for 5 cities, and then they can access their results. If you have outstanding school fees, your results will not be online.
Mrs. Agnes Daikujo is the Principal Director of Public Affairs of the West African Examination Council.